what's going on. I'm Tim Barnes. It's time for a playoff edition of Stack the Pucks with a preview of the Eastern Conference Final between the Florida Panthers versus the Carolina Hurricanes. With the Panthers taking a commanding 3-0 lead in the series, Florida, of course, is the favorite with a money line of only minus 120, while the Hurricanes have a money line of plus 100. The over-under set at 5.5, rightfully so, with the puck line at minus 1.5 in favor of the Panthers at plus 220. Now, I don't know what it is about these 8-seed Miami / Fort Lauderdale teams, because you have the Heat up 3-0 as an 8-seed. You have the Panthers up 3-0 as an 8-seed in the Eastern Conference Final. And it was kind of astounding. They were able to take down the Carolina Hurricanes once again by a score of 1-0. The lone goal coming off of Sam Reinhart's stick just midway through the second period on a power play. And who would have thought that the Florida freaking Panthers would be not only in the Eastern Conference Final, but leading the top team in the Metro Division during the regular season 3-0. I mean, it's absurd. They won game one in a wild overtime experience where you honestly thought, at least I honestly thought, that was going to go 5 overtimes. And trust me, I love hockey. I watched most of that game, but there was no way I could stay up for 4 overtimes. So almost 4 full overtimes it took to decide game one when Florida won 3-2. Then they took game two in first overtime by a score of 2-1. And then they finally won a game in regulation. It was just astounding. Sergei Bobrovsky was brilliant. Brilliant. Making 32 saves on 32 shot attempts. Being down in Florida has done wonders for Bobrovsky. You know, that they were chanting, Bobby, Bobby. It was astounding. And rightfully so. You know, not only that, but this team who has kind of been a joke of a franchise for a very long time, is all of a sudden 1 game away from making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. They could be the first team to punch their ticket into the Cup Final if they win this game tonight. Carolina, though, I don't know what is going on with them, because they got to figure this out. They were the top team in the Metro Division. They beat a lot of good teams, especially to get here. I mean, yeah. They had the Islanders. They had the Devils. I mean, they played good teams. Maybe not great teams, but good teams. At least with the Devils, they're young. So they're going to be good for a while. But with this, I was astounded. And Rod Brind'Amour is a great coach. He's probably one of the top coaches in the league right now. It's going to be interesting to see what he tries to do, what lines he tries to roll with. The one problem is, though, the Panthers captain, Alexander Barkov, left the game with about 7 minutes remaining in the first period with a lower body injury and didn't return. So he's obviously listed as questionable. You're not going to know the extent of the injury. You're just going to know lower body. That's it. And whether or not he plays. If I'm Florida right now, yeah, you know, I'm definitely going to sit him out and hope that the team can win on home ice once again and take home the Prince of Wales Trophy and punch their ticket into the Stanley Cup Final. You know, try to get that guy as much rest as humanly possible, because he's the captain. He's one of the top players on your team. He's an important player on your team, which is why I think it's important. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight between these two, and wondering if, hey, are the Panthers actually going to do it and punch their ticket to the Cup Final? With that all being said, I'm gonna take a bold prediction. I mean, this might not sound bold, seeing as they have the series lead, but I will be taking the Panthers to complete the sweep, and I'm gonna take their puck line at -1.5 at +220. Not only because of the payout, but because the way Florida's been playing, yes, it's been 1-goal games for the first 3 games. But I can see this, if they're going to sweep them, I can see the Panthers scoring multiple goals, whether or not you get a empty netter or they just rack a multiple goal lead and it sticks with it. So give me the Panthers -1.5. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head of the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Bonner with a playoff edition of Stack the Pucks preview between the Panthers and the Hurricanes.